This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Andres Arevalo. Date of birth is June the 21st, 1985. Case ID number is 5003154. Date of exam, February the 16th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from Dr. Griselda Molina, dated 9/28/2021. And medical records from Texas Tropical Behavior Health Center, dated 11/3/2020. And from Dr. Mansur Iyazi, dated 2/19/2021. There is also some medical records from McAllen Heart Clinic, dated 6/17/2020. Identifying information, this is a 37-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of spinal stenosis with neurogenic claudication, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, rhinitis, comma, depression / anxiety, comma, and tachycardia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2018, where he was a provider for 1 year. He also worked for Harbor Freight for 8 months and for Target for 4 years. The claimant has also worked another 8 months with Lowe's. During the time that he did work, he always worked part-time, which was 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a house, and he's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, spinal stenosis with spinal neurogenic claudication, comma. Number two, diabetes mellitus, comma. Number three, hypertension, comma. Number four, rhinitis, comma. Number five, depression / anxiety, comma. And number six, tachycardia. History of allegations. Number one, spinal stenosis and spinal neurogenic claudication. The claimant states that in 2015, he fell and also injured his back by lifting heavy objects. He states his character, the pain that he has in his lumbar sacral spine, is a sharp pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to his right leg and down to his left groin area. No surgery has been performed, but he was diagnosed with mild spinal canal stenosis from L3 to L1 by MRI. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 45 minutes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He did have one steroid injection placed, which helped him for a little while. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses when his back starts to hurt. His physician is Dr. Mansur Iyazi. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, and occasionally making sandwiches. He does not do any housework, comma, go to the grocery store, comma, or do the laundry. He states that he does do walking and likes to walk around the house, and also he gets on the treadmill for exercise. The claimant has not seen a chiropractor, but he has received 3 weeks of physical therapy. He is presently on no medications for pain. And he was diagnosed with intervertebral disc disorder of the lumbar spine with radiculopathy and spondylosis of the sacral and sacrococcygeal area of his spine. He was also diagnosed with mild spinal stenosis of the lumbar sacral back area. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2016, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 100 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and toes. He checks his blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 61 and 100. His blood sugar today was 76, which is very well controlled. He states the highest that it's ever been is about 410. He was diagnosed with non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus type 2, and he is presently taking metformin hydrochloride, 1,000 milligrams BID for his condition. Which appears to be fairly stable. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was, but he appears to have very good control of his blood sugars at this time. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2015, he was having shortness of breath. He denies having any chest pain or headaches, but did have some blurred vision. He states his main symptom was a high heart rate. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, as well as no nephropathy at this time. His blood pressure at this visit was 127 over 86 mmHg, which is normal. He is presently on metoprolol tartrate, 50 milligrams BID, which appears to be controlling his blood pressure. His condition appears to be well controlled. Allegation number 4, rhinitis. The claimant states that in 2003, he started to develop severe allergic rhinitis. At the present time, he is on no medication for this condition. And does not appear to have symptoms at this time. Allegation number 5, depression / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2015, he was having symptoms of insomnia, decreased appetite, suicidal ideation, but no suicidal attempt, decreased concentration and decreased motivation. He also states that his energy level was low, and his memory was poor. At the present time, he's on no medications for depression. He appears to be doing well without the medication and has not been on medication for approximately 3 years. Allegation number 6, tachycardia. The claimant states that in 2015, he developed tachycardia. He denies any myocardial infarctions or history of coronary artery disease. He states that he did not have any chest pain, but just had pounding heartbeats of his chest, and states that it would be precipitated by any kind of exertion. He states resting helps his heart condition. At the present time, he's on no nitroglycerins, and states that his symptoms consisted of shortness of breath, palpitations, occasional diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, smoking, and high cholesterol. He does get occasionally short of breath, but he sleeps with one pillow at night. He was diagnosed with tachycardia secondary to hypertension. His physician was Dr. John Lung. His heart rate at this time is 70, and a second reading was 73 beats per minute, which is normal. His condition appears to be well controlled at this time. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. He's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He does have a cane that he uses when he needs it. when he starts to have some lumbar sacral back pain. His physician is Dr. Mansoor Yazzi, and he is presently on no medications for pain. He states that the physical activity he likes to do is walking around his home, and he does get on the treadmill in order to get some exercise. Family history. His father has hypertension, and coronary artery bigraft surgery was performed for his heart. His mother suffers from hypertension and diabetes mellitus as well. Medications: aspirin 81 milligrams POQD, Lipitor 40 milligrams QD, Lotrizone 1% BID, Metformin hydrochloride 1,000 milligrams BID, Metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams BID, Vitamin D 1.25 milligrams QD, experimental medication for fatty liver disease, which he is taking at this time. The medication does not have a name. Medical problems: hypertension, depression / anxiety, history of stage 3 fibrosis secondary to fatty liver, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, obstructive sleep apnea, obesity, back pain, secondary to mild stenosis, allergic rhinitis, and hyperlipidemia. Major surgery, bilateral toe surgery in the past. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 16 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks socially and used to drink a 12-pack of beer and liquor every weekend for 5 years. He is no longer drinking at this time. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine for approximately 10 years. The last time he used cocaine was in 2023. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.4. Weight, 244 pounds. Height, 5 feet 11 inches. BP, 137 over 96 mmHg. Second reading, 127 over 86 mmHg. Heart rate, 70 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 97%. BMI, 34. General. This is a 37-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological on the first page? Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at 1+. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral spine area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant has no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. He does use a cane once in a while when he has pain. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Comprehensive medical panel, completely normal. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to stage 3 non-alcohol fatty liver disease, which is being treated with an experimental medication. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, spinal stenosis, mild, with history of spondylosis, but no mild radiculopathy at this time. Appears to be fairly stable at this time with a grossly normal physical exam. Allegation number 2, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled with a average blood sugar level of 100 milligrams / DL. Number 3, hypertension, being treated at this time with medications. Blood pressure at this visit was 127 over 86 mmHg, which is normal. His condition appears to be well controlled. Number 4, rhinitis, dash, not being treated at this time, and the claimant has no symptoms of rhinitis at this time. Number 5, depression / anxiety, is stable at this time. The claimant is presently on no medications and has not been on medications for 3 years, and his condition appears to be fairly well controlled. And number 6, tachycardia, secondary to hypertension, has resolved with the treatment of hypertension. His heart rate was 70 beats per minute, which is normal. His condition appears to be well controlled at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Andres Arevalo.